The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. Our co-host with the most Cocoa Lenny Matthews is absent tonight, so I can't introduce her. Well, I can introduce her, but she can't say hi. And we also have our guest speaker here, Amanda Faith, with us.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. You'd like to give us a call. You can listen to us also at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also go to KCNR1460.com, or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. And to talk about our sponsor, we have our sponsor.
Yeah, we have her on the line.
Wendy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Wendy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for being our sponsor.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank Amanda. Amanda, I follow you online, and what you contribute to our community is outstanding.
Wow.
Thank you for what you've endured and what you do.
And I feel the same about you. You are exactly the example of community action I'm here to talk about.
Yay. Okay,
she was just bragging about you.
Yeah, she was right here before we came on.
So,
that's an example of community.
So tell us about the whole Kindness Revolution, right?
Okay, so I'm Wendy Douglas. I'm the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution here in the North State. And we simply get together with some other sponsors, business owners, every month, and we bless our community by all of us getting $1,000 together and handing out 40 $25 gift vouchers at a locally owned venue. Can't say where, can't say when, but this month's sponsors are Grind Fire Defense, No Boundaries Transitional Housing, Clear Creek Market, and Mario from ABC Tabletops.
Nice.
Yeah, without them we couldn't make it. Yeah, we couldn't make it possible. But I'm pretty excited for this month's event. I'll give a little hint, which I never do because I can't say where, can't say when, but it will be locally, but in a cooler location.
Okay. We can have a contest.
Just throwing that out there in case anybody's...
kind of like they do with the asphalt.
Yeah, the
asphalt convoys. Hidden treasure. But, we never talk about where you are, what you do, or how to get a hold of you.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm
a local insurance agent. I have an office in the old Pine Street School.
Hey, I went there.
Yeah, this office has been here since 1983. I'm 40 years old. I've only owned it for the last 7, though, so can't take all the credit for the longstanding durability of this place. But you can reach me at 530-241-5541. Be happy to talk to you. Or when Lenny, the co-host with the most cocoa, is also the coordinator for the Kindness Revolution here in my office, she'd be happy to return or take calls from you.
Great.
Yeah, she's another community-minded person. Just incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
What an incredible group of people.
I think her number is 530-524-1369.
You know her better than you know the station.
I just looked it up. No, I have to read the stations. But
Awesome. Oh, well, thank you, Wendy. So we'll be hearing back
thank
from
you, Wendy.
You at our break.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
Elle.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
Is that so funny? That's going to have to be a tagline. You say
it
so much.
I say it every time.
You do know what we're talking about. Yeah. And, I think a lot of us have been exposed to Amanda Faith and her story on one level or another. And it's a story that is probably near and dear to so many of us. And what's admirable about Amanda is that through the incredible pain and suffering that she's had to go through as a result of her situation, I have probably let you explain your situation, Amanda, but she's using that to launch herself into really raising community awareness around fentanyl and the toll that it's taking on our community and our families. That's why I do what I do as well. So, Amanda, I'm just going to really turn it over to you. Well, she's starting a really exciting, launching. It's, Well, I'm going to let her explain it. It's exciting.
I saw it.
It's just really exciting.
It's a long
It's name. A long name, but it's, you know, she just, what's amazing, Amanda, is that you come up with these concepts, and then in some way you're just, it's validated by the universe or God or spirit. In some way, all of these connections come together to sort of help you know that you're going in the right direction with what you're about to take on. And you take on a lot. It's very impressive.
Yeah. You got to keep moving. Otherwise, you're just standing still.
Well, you do not stand still, I am going to say. So, you know, let us hear from you, Amanda. You can say it better than anybody.
Well, I mean, just for a little bit of background for anybody in the community that doesn't know my story, in 2020, 3 years ago, last weekend, I lost my 13-year-old son when he sought out and obtained a counterfeit Percocet through a Snapchat plug, which is what they call their dealers on that platform. I immediately knew that something had to be done, and that if this was happening to me, then it could happen to anybody, and that's not conceited. But I was a good mom, and I really tried, and I was mindful of my children. I created my entire life to be a mom. My goal was just to raise really good men. And my
Which
son,
you did.
Yeah. My Which son Luca was my hero. I lived every single day to make him proud. At just 5 years old, he threw his first toy drive, and his life just got more altruistic and beautiful from there. Wow. He just had a cool brain.
Mm-hmm.
He was in
and heart and soul, yeah, and spirit, and it's evident in his pictures. You
oh.
can see the beauty of his soul in his pictures.
And he was incredibly intelligent.
An old soul.
You know, obstinate, yes, but intelligent. And he thought that it would be okay. He thought he was smarter than his mom. And so he became a teachable moment for our community.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that he became smarter than his mom, say more about that.
Well, I mean, teenagers, anybody who's ever had a teenager knows that they always think that they are invincible.
Mm-hmm. And they know
that,
best.
Yeah, they know more. Just because he had to set up my DVD player for me doesn't mean he was smarter than me. You know, different things. So he had his own sort of vibe. And, you know, it's funny because some of the most intelligent people in our history have experimented with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
If fentanyl was around when Albert Einstein was using drugs, we wouldn't have half the great research we have on energy and all of that. Like, we have to remove the stigma. And I'm privileged in that because Luca isn't judged as a quote-unquote addict, mm-hmm, or someone with a substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I use both terms interchangeably, so I don't want to offend, but it's good for clarification for people that don't necessarily understand the terms.
And that is addiction and substance use disorder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll hear them both, and they both mean the same thing in terms of how you're talking. Yeah.
Addict is not a dirty word. It is a term used for those suffering from addiction, mm-hmm, and there's nothing wrong with using it,
mm-hmm,
in the right context.
And, you know, last night, and I invited Amanda here because last night she launched something that I think is going to begin to create another reinforcement in this community for awareness. This community is really starting to explode with different veins of awareness around it. And so I really want you to share about this newly budding idea, but the life that it's taking on and growing. And
well, it's a old idea, but just with a new approach. So I had the idea a couple of years ago because I wanted to think outside of the box for awareness and do something that would really, you know, get butts in the seats,
mm-hmm,
literally. So I decided to throw a concert, and I worked with the community, and it was fantastic. I was on the radio with Carl.
Oh,
Carl,
okay,
Bott talking about it, you know. It was fantastic. The community came together in an amazing way.
So tell me what the concert was doing. What What did you promote at the concert?
Oh, it was fentanyl awareness all the time. I brought in parents to speak. Okay. I had a Narcan specialist that works for the Youth Recovery Project there handing out crates of Narcan. Mm-hmm. And every single one was taken. So all of those went out into our community to help protect people. Mm-hmm. On a side note, everyone in our community should have Narcan at this point.
I agree with you on that.
It is innocuous. It's not going to hurt anybody that isn't suffering from an overdose or poisoning episode.
And we're going to, Amanda, I'm sorry to cut you off there. We're going to go to commercial and pick up when we come back.
Hold that thought.
Thank you.
Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. And I don't want you coming here.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is
Elle. And this is Ronald M., co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships. And we were just trying to figure out
that music.
That was Amanda. Our guest speaker, Amanda Fay. And our co-host with the most cocoa, Lenny Matthews,
who's
absent tonight. She's out sick. Hope you're doing better, Lenny.
Yeah.
Our number here is 530-605-4567. If you can listen to us on the radio, you can go to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or you can come on to KCNR1460.com, or you can actually text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Yeah, so if you have any stories or anything you'd like to add, we'd like to hear from you. And we have Wendy, I think, on the phone. She's going to tell us about our sponsor, which is her. Were you there, Wendy? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Can
tell
you hear me?
Yes. Tell us about your kindness revolution.
Yeah. I'm proud to be a sponsor of the Ask Elle show for a second month.
Thank you so
third
much.
Month, for a third month. And I'm from the Kindness Revolution, and we simply want to spread kindness. And I think our world needs a lot more kindness, and one nice act is amazing what it could do for somebody else. We not only spread kindness, but we're looking to partner with schools to help implement some anti-bullying programs. Get together with the principal or an administrator, meaning teachers, and put together some kind of a one-week program, a month program, a year-long program, whatever it is that we can do, and kind of get in there and spread kindness within our schools. Done it last year. It was very rewarding. So if any teachers or admins or anyone's school, parents of children at schools, would like for us to get involved at their school, they could give us a call at 530-241-5541.
That's
excellent.
Great program.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Amazing what you do, Wendy, and thank you so much. Thank you for sponsoring our show and, as Amanda would say, for being so community action-minded.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk to you on the next break.
Yes, we'll see you on the next break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so before break, we were, Amanda was telling us about.
Yes, we have Amanda Faith in Amanda the studio, Faith. If you're just tuning in, and she is really bringing awareness about the heartbreaking impact that fentanyl is having, not just in our community, definitely is in our community, we're noticing it, we're seeing it, but, you know, nationwide. And so she's really here to share not just her personal story, it's bigger than that, it's now launching into her own journey into some pretty heavy hitting community action goals. So
raising
she's gonna,
awareness.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Share some of that with us. So
they're big and a little scary and, you know, intimidating.
Yeah, they are big.
But,
yes.
But they're based in, you know, very sound research. They actually come from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And it's a guideline that was set forth to us last year at the DEA summit. Just before the DEA summit, I had decided that I was just going to be the best advocate I could be and that I would be able to talk to anyone. So I took off and went to all 48 states, contiguous states, my apologies, and met with fentanyl poisoning victims' families. As well as spoke at different colleges and mental wellness initiatives across the country.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty bold and, yeah, inspiring.
Well, you know, when I pitched the idea for the concert and stuff like that, it was way outside of the box, and there was a lot of red tape for funding and things like that. So I made it happen on my own, but I don't want to have to make it happen on my own. Mm-hmm. So I went and obtained the experience necessary. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to my DEA office, our regional DEA office, today, and they sent me all of the information I need to get certified as a trainer. So pretty soon it won't be just, you know, at Viva downtown. It will be being able to go into businesses and then get training hours for my being there.
Okay, so there's two questions that I have for you and what you just said because I don't want to gloss over it. And one is the it part, which is what happened last night in the Viva downtown.
Oh,
it was really
yeah.
you launching this conception that you
yeah.
had. Phenomenal conception. It's just in the
You just gave me goosebumps.
and then I'm really curious about your the certification. You can just touch on that briefly, but two really amazing things bringing to the community that are going to give people, I think, a little bit of sense of not feeling so powerless in how to reach out. So
it's all about breaking it up into small chunks.
Love
just
that.
like the concert. I needed a food truck. I needed a Narcan person. Just like with what Wendy does, reaching out to other businesses to help support her in supporting others. Mm-hmm. That is exactly community action. I mean, you know, I've been watching her since I heard about her on your radio show.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You know, I hadn't been watching very closely, but I'm looking for all of Redding's rock stars to really stand up in this.
Okay, and it has a name, and I want you to say the name because it's long.
I read it.
Yeah, but she's going to acronize it, right? Acronymize
it. Yeah, I will figure out an acronym or at least, you know, something to keep it in people's minds.
Like CAR.
But it is the Community Wellness Recovery Action Program.
Oh,
yeah.
Not too bad.
Community Action. I like action first.
Community Action. That's powerful.
We're still working this out.
Yeah.
You know, all of this.
But doggone it, you went and did it. Like, you just took the bull by the horns on this. And
well, I mean, I had to. There were too many things. So on Tuesday, I was just feeling... In the morning, we settled the plea in my son's case, and the media reached out to me, and I said, you know, I'm not ready to speak yet, not until we have sentencing and I have more answers, and frankly, I'm angry. So that's not the energy I want to put into the community, but I suggest, since you're in the media and you can make so much of a difference, that we highlight stories about people in recovery that are successful and, you know, community-minded people that are going out and helping others and all of that. I don't want to sensationalize my son's story. No.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a teeny bit embarrassing, but I accidentally swiped right on Facebook dating on somebody. Don't judge me for being on a... Don't
that
judge
means,
me.
This is going to go somewhere.
Swiping right means what?
Well, that's saying,
oh,
yes, I like you. I want to go on a date.
Oh, wow.
I
didn't know that.
So, yeah, don't judge me for being on a dating site. It's a rough life when you're 44.
Hey, you know what? That's
okay.
And a beautiful 44 you are.
You know, thank you. So I accidentally swiped right, and this young man ended up being he's a congressman's aide, and he works with the fentanyl task force.
Crazy
from his area.
Serendipitous sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just.
And I didn't realize his age when we first started the conversation.
No,
we just started talking about community action plans.
This was the day of the sentencing Tuesday night.
Of the plea, yeah. I was just having a really rough day. And so we started talking about community action plans and different things to do with our fentanyl task forces. And I was just getting juiced. And then I looked and I saw that he was only 25.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because he asked me out. He's like, hey, I'm close. I can come to Reading. You want to have dinner? And I'm like, oh, snap. But, hey, we have this great conversation. So if nothing else, you know. And... We talked all about fentanyl awareness and different routes
and
techniques.
Odds? Just really, what are the odds?
I know, but then the follow up was the next day when just randomly, I don't even remember how we ended up talking the next day, you and I.
Well, we've been trying to discuss that. How did we end up talking?
Speaking of the odds.
See, it's one of those spirit moments, yeah.
Speaking of the odds, I saw you out that night.
This is getting fun.
We were there.
Oh, yeah.
I was there, too.
Me.
That was the night?
Yes.
Okay, so
I looked over and said, that's...
But wait, you got to tell me, I don't look like his mom, right?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, thank God.
He looked
no,
old. He looked a lot older.
This is getting funner by the moment. Yeah, we were at...
In fact, I wasn't sure. It was you, right?
So, it's good to humanize awareness advocates, too.
It was next door.
Where
was
it? Diffusion.
It's a fusion.
I pulled you up on Facebook because I wasn't sure it was you.
Oh, God. Don't tell everybody where to find me.
No, I wasn't sure it was you, so I pulled you up on my Facebook. And I
they have the best pho in the entire country.
Oh,
by the way.
We had pho. And it's the first time I heard of pho. And we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun with that.
That's why I went here.
She said, this is pho up.
I had tried.
That wasn't me. That was Lenny. Lenny is hilarious. Oh,
I have
my
tried
God
pho across the entire country.
Her
I'm telling you,
it's
the best.
It looks amazing. I'm going to say it looks amazing in the...
I won't tell you what autocorrect puts into my phone every time I try to do chocolate.
You don't even need to.
Yeah, no.
We can guess on that one. But moving along, what are the odds of that, Amanda? We saw you there that night. I didn't put that together. And then the next day, somehow, Amanda and I were talking, but...
And we ended up having lunch.
Yeah, we had lunch. She shared her idea, and I got goosebumps at what she's wanting to do, because the night before, I was awake in the middle of the night having this thought process of, how can we pull the community together?
You're probably picking up her vibes.
Maybe.
Then it got crazier the next day, because Tess reached out to me to speak at her small women's entrepreneurship group.
Yes.
And
what a neat lady she
and
is.
And, my God, I told her my idea, and she just got lit up to make it happen. I can't even, like, the passion, dude. So she reached out to Viva Downtown, and they gave me their IOF hall for the night. Like,
that was incredible.
This doesn't happen to people. And so then I was rushed to write the program all weekend.
Yes.
And I was trying to
think
about...
I'm like, I need your attention. I've got something really exciting. She's like, I'm writing. Okay, fine.
Yeah. It was rough. Well, I mean, I took breaks. I went on a second date on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't. No, nobody was there. And then on Sunday, I got to go to the lake with my oldest son. And I found a whole new reason to work for awareness in our community, because he is now engaged.
Ooh.
So I'm
congratulations.
Well, congrats.
I'm really hoping for some grandbabies here.
Oh, yeah.
And I want him to have a safe
They're
place
amazing
to grow up. This is about our whole community.
Right?
You know?
I hear you.
And I've been putting in the work for our community for a really long time.
Yeah, you have been.
Long before I ever lost Luca, we used to do homeless outreach and all kinds
right
of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just continuing with Amanda's status quo.
So you're already community activists.
I was community minded. Yeah.
She was definitely, you know, she had a mind and a heart for the people in our community that are marginalized and reaching out to them and touching base with them. Little did she know. And Amanda, I'm so sorry. I'm going to cut my own self off because we have to take a break and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Tell you to run. Homeboy. Homeboy. The moment is the moment of the young. Well, pick me up with golden hands.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lennon, the co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships.
And other things.
And other things. Many other things, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe more than relationships,
yeah,
actually.
You know.
Yeah, so we're having a great talk here, and we'd like to hear from you. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button, or you can actually text Elle herself at
707-499-8999. I kind of miss Lenny jumping in on my number.
I know. Oh, I forgot to say, our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny.
Sick tonight. Hi, Lenny. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Hope you're listening. Hi, Lenny.
I'm sure she is. And there's Amanda. We miss you, Lenny. Where was I? Oh, our sponsor. Let's hear about our sponsor. Wendy's on the phone, and she is actually our sponsor. Wendy, you there?
Hey, guys. Wendy from the Kindness Revolution. And speaking of Lenny, not only is she the co-host with the most for the FL radio show, but she's my kindness coordinator, and she is fabulous.
She's amazing.
No, she is.
Yeah. She's still putting together. We have she fills every month, every sponsor, every venue for us. And I think she told me we have one or two spaces still if somebody would like to be a sponsor and join us for our Kindness Revolution. And go out and bless the community once a month. Can't say where, can't say when, but as a sponsor, you would know. And a sponsor could simply be a business or could be a community member or a couple of community members that would like to get together at $100 each and buy in for the $200 for the month, get to go with us, get to land at the venue, get to actually hand out the vouchers that we give to people. I can't describe the feeling. It's very rewarding. But Lenny will also be starting up, since our calendar is almost full for this year here, down in Red Bluff. So we're going to Tehama County, and we're going to be starting this same thing and once a month down there. So that'll be $2,000 a month that will be given away to the community. And once she gets that taken care of, we're moving over to Butte County.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to get a hold of Lenny, she can call here at the office at 530-241-5541. And you can become a sponsor. Like this month's sponsors, we have Grind Fire Defense, No Boundaries Transitional Housing, Clear Creek Market, and Mario from ABC Tabletop Advertising.
Nice.
And thank you to all those sponsors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you all, to all of them.
And thank you, Wendy.
And you too.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For sponsoring us. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so where were we?
We are here, if you're just tuning in, with Amanda Faith, and she is here to not only share her personal story, but to raise awareness of the incredible impact. We all know how fentanyl is impacting our community, but many of us don't necessarily know how to participate in a way of raising awareness around it, as Amanda says, advocacy for what you can do about it. So we have Amanda Faith in the studio with us tonight, and she's just going to continue sharing. I do got to read a text. We got a text in, Amanda. It's from Michael Dominic in Ohio, faithful listener, faithful texter, and he says, go on that date, girl. A young gun could be healthy for you.
Well, it certainly propelled my week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if one would have happened without the other. I mean, the confidence from, first off, going on a date with somebody so young, and then actually having them be engaged and proud of the work I've done instead of thinking I'm showboating.
It's really validating.
Because I've done a lot. It sounds like I'm just, you know, building myself up, but
you know, you have a big voice, Amanda, and you don't apologize for it. You don't hide it, and you just speak your truth.
I spent my life hiding from it for a really long time. We talked about imposter syndrome.
We did.
I think last time was the first time I admitted publicly that I'm a public resource, and I am. I'm a resource in Shasta County, and I'm asking the organizations to use me.
Yes.
You know, and let me teach you proper advocacy. I've been an advocacy trainer and mentor for years. I was helping other people share their stories before I ever even shared Lucas publicly or could because of investigation stuff.
Well,
so that's great. I'm sorry.
How do people get a hold of you then? Have we talked about that? How would people get a hold of you?
Well, on Facebook, I have a page called The Faces of Fentanyl Poisoning. I also have Veterans Against Fentanyl, and then I'm going to be setting up a page also for the Community Action Wellness Recovery Program. That is long to say.
And if they can't remember all those, they can contact us through L, Ask L.
Absolutely. Yes, and I want to ask you, would you be willing to post those links on your Facebook page and then tag Ron and I?
Absolutely. I'll even post it on underneath tonight's show.
Yes.
Your announcement.
Perfect. So if you, the social media sites that she has established for raising awareness, she'll be posting them, tagging Ron and I. So you can find it through her. Yeah,
and my email for the more old school folks, you know, out there. Nothing like getting a good email chain started. Everybody loves those. So.
Amazing that email's old school. Like, what happened?
Well, you know.
How old am I? How old am I? What happened to me?
I've been told Facebook's for old people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the Community Action Wellness Program. Am I getting that right?
Wellness Recovery Program.
Wellness Recovery Program. I know it's in its infancy, but tell us what your vision is for this.
Well, it's going to be a training on really how to interact with the community more effectively, covering all of, you know, the basic needs in our area for awareness, you know, namely prevention. We need to work on early childhood education and helping parents and educators have the tools to teach kids, you know, good coping mechanisms and conflict resolution at an early age.
Yeah, that's a big one.
At a very early age. The conversation doesn't always have to be about fentanyl, but at an age-appropriate level, which is like 10 now.
I'm going to say, I mean.
It really is.
Yeah.
These kids should be learning this when they are in third or fourth grade, okay, at this point. Yeah. According to national numbers, and I mean, I'm not just making it up to sound scary.
No.
So, they need to be taught about fentanyl, how lethal it is.
Now, I don't know if you told me this or I read it because I'm doing my master's in drug and alcohol counseling,
yeah.
And it the equivalent of 2 grains of salt.
Yeah, they say between 2 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Is enough to kill you. That's almost undetectable.
Yeah,
pretty small.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much.
No. So that's scary. In that, with our kids at age-appropriate levels, we also need to discuss safer use practices. I mean, when it came to abstinence as far as sexual conduct and things like that in schools, they started giving out condoms, and they started talking about safe sex when we had AIDS. Okay, so now we need to introduce the idea of safer drug use practices. And that doesn't necessarily mean safe using sites or any of that. We tell kids straight up, honestly, how lethal fentanyl is,
mm-hmm.
that it is in most of our illicit drug supply.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even weed cartridges. Kids are dying every day now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous. So we have to tell them how lethal it is, give them the real honest-to-God's truth about it. Then we tell them that they never, ever use alone. We arm them with Narcan.
Mm-hmm.
We instruct them, just like we would have a designated driver. If we're responsible in society and we want to survive, we're going to have a designated driver going out drinking. It is the
because
same.
Because the reality is it's out there. It is
absolutely
out there. And
it's everywhere. And kids are dumb. Okay? I mean, even smart kids are really, really dumb.
Listen, you can be really smart about it. I have a case manager that works for me. And he was, when someone comes into our program, we go through their stuff. And we put it in a room and go through our stuff. And he was exposed. Now, his reaction was, I would consider, just a nominal reaction. But he knows.
Mm-hmm.
This is a smart person that knows. So whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, you can get exposed. And
you absolutely
right about,
can.
We just need to be carrying Narcan. It's a thing now.
We do need to be carrying Narcan. And we need to introduce our kids to the idea of carrying Narcan. It's no different than, having an ibuprofen in your first aid kit. It's not going to do any damage.
But it may save a life.
It may.
Mm-hmm.
And enables breathing long enough for EMS to get there. So kids need to be educated to administer Narcan, which is a simple spray in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then
which
start...
Which demonstrated very well last night. Your Flonase.
Yes.
How it worked.
Yes. I like to shock people a little bit into it. Had I used the Narcan, there would have been no ill effects.
Right.
One of these days, I might
just
for
a
real.
Waste of a good Narcan.
I just don't want to waste the Narcan.
Exactly.
It's so useful.
Yes.
But we need to arm our kids with Narcan. And we need to discuss it in schools, too, because, yes, the schools have Narcan, but what if an event is going on in the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and kids are afraid that their friend or themselves are going to get in trouble and they don't have it there?
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid to go get the school nurse. I mean, let's keep it real. Kids are dying in schools across America every day, too.
I had a child die from it. Was lucky enough for that child to be revived through Narcan.
With Narcan, yeah. There was a baby not too long ago, about 6 months ago, that their parents had Narcan. She had gotten into their fentanyl. But they had Narcan, and they were able to save her life. So I suggest giving Narcan actively out to anyone who suffers from a substance abuse issue that has children.
I'm going to say, Amanda, as aware as I am of this epidemic, you would think that I'd be carrying it with me. I didn't start carrying it in my purse till last night.
I feel
a little silly. But yeah, I mean, you are helping. I'm aware.
I preach it, and there are days I go out without my Narcan in my purse.
I am now carrying it in my purse.
The illicit drugs that are coming out are laced with all that fentanyl. There's no quality control like pharmaceutical grade?
Well, no, and I'm glad you touched on that, because also with safer use practices and harm reduction, a lot of people are, you know, pressing for testing kits and things like that. Well, testing kits actually give a false sense of security. You have to adequately know how to use them, because even on the box it says to break off a piece of a tablet and dilute that in water for testing. But the thing about a pressed tablet with fentanyl is it's like a chocolate chip cookie. If you and I bake cookies right now, you know, I could split a cookie with you and you get 6 chips and me get 12. And if it's fentanyl, I'm the one that dies.
Like I said, it's not pharmaceutical grade.
Yeah, there's no quality control. Nope. So to adequately teach people how to use test strips, we need to tell them they absolutely have to dilute and dry out their entire product. Mm. We're past the point of looking the other way and all of that. We need to give our community the tools to help protect themselves.
And people are, I think, are wanting help. People are just, this is the situation that's rendering everybody,
I get so excited about recovery when it comes to fentanyl awareness, because, fentanyl or even the drugs and opioids in our community, they're business. They're really, really big business, and so business is based on supply and demand. It's a very simple concept. Had there been no demand for fentanyl in our community, my son would be alive. Mm-hmm. So it's my passion project. I have to at least try.
Yeah.
And you are.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Time for a break?
Oh, it is time for a break. Yes. Okay, we'll be back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is co-host Ron Lim. We're rocking out over here. I am hosting her Ask Elle talk show about relationships, but we talk about many other things.
Many
just
types of relationships.
Many types.
Right. Tonight
many
we're
types.
Talking about a relationship, as yes. Amanda pointed out, right. With the community.
Right. And our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews, is not feeling well tonight, so she's not here. Hi, Lenny. And then Amanda Faith is our guest speaker tonight.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So if you would like to call in, we have another 10 minutes or so left. 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can even text Al herself at
707-499-8999.
And we have our sponsor on the line, Wendy, on the phone, going to tell us a little bit about herself.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks again for having me tonight.
Thank
Wendy
you,
from the Kindness Revolution, and I know that
We're running short on time, and I like hearing about all the things that Amanda's doing. So the Kindness Revolution would like to give a shout-out to this month's sponsors, Grind Fire Defense, O Boundaries Transitional Housing, Clear Creek Market, and Mario from ABC Tabletop Advertising. And on that note, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh, that was short.
Well,
short and sweet.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Shoot, I might have her, or I might sponsor this just so that I can make her say the whole entire name. She's good at this.
She is good
Yeah, maybe if she can say it, I can get it down.
Yeah. That's
funny. All right, so.
That's funny when you can't say your own name. I get it.
All right,
I'm working it out.
So we have 10 minutes to talk about.
Yeah, we've got Amanda here. If you're just tuning in, Amanda Faith is here, and she's sharing a little bit about her story. She's really kind of shared her story. Now she's sharing about what's happening after the story, which is a continuation of her story.
Well, let's talk about action.
Yes.
I mean, because
that's
what
it's about.
Yeah. Yes. So
community action.
Just like, you know, Wendy getting sponsors to share some love in the area, that is community action. All of us getting together to share our knowledge, getting all of the different agencies. I mean, we need everyone from early childhood education to enforcement. You know, we need to get our lawmakers involved. We need to keep our community involved. You know, we've done lots of amazing town halls and things like that. And those are super effective. But like I tell everybody else, you know, who listens to the news is old people. No offense. I'm one of you.
I'm the same age as old people.
I am too.
I have no idea what that is.
I identify with that remark, but what I mean by that is that it doesn't quite hit the demographic that you know.
The news doesn't is what you're saying.
Yeah. And somebody who is, you know, thinking about drug use and out there experimenting isn't inside watching the news at 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So we have to think in whole new ways to get butts in the seats, kind of like, you know, the concert I threw, things like that. People come together for music. I never really did finish what that was about. People come together for music.
It's hard to finish a thought here sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
really,
you just find out what the community's into, what the community needs are. We have a huge Reading scene, or music scene here in Reading. Reading scene in music. There I
yeah,
go.
Speaking
there
of it Liam,
is. Yeah, I'm a great public
Liam,
speaker.
Liam,
yes,
our producer
Liam
over here
one
is
one of those musicians. Yeah. Phenomenal.
So, you know, and everybody loves music. Music brings people together. So I got together all the different types of music. I mean, we had everything. And in between, I had parents speaking and telling their stories, as well as telling Luca's story. And had, you know, Narcan specialists and all that. So it took a lot to be able to really pull all of that together. And I had, you know, kids in the community that knew Luca helping me with graphics and all of the different things because, you know. So I was able to pull that off. And that is very small scale.
Where was it at? The concert?
Oh, we did it at the Riverfront Amphitheater right there next to the Sundial Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I was all wondering where
yeah,
it was.
That's a lovely place.
Oh, and it just so happened to be the first time that it rained that year. Everything else, it was fantastically tragic, and all the bands still played on.
Oh, awesome.
So, you know, I know that we can do this. I know that if we get enough great minds together working on this and work out some sort of a sponsorship program just to help everybody throw events. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks out there that have amazing ideas in the community and all of that. I encourage everyone to come, you know. I'm really, really great at organizing events.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They just show up for you.
Yeah. And, you know, now I'm finding other community members that are the same. Mm-hmm. And so when you get enough fire in one area, it just has to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that this is an effective program. You know, it's evidence-based. It has been studied across the country. It just hasn't been implemented on a small town scale.
Okay.
So
what does that program look like?
Well,
through Amanda's eyes, what does this look like? What's the beginning of your vision?
It looks like a couple more meetings with community members to raise engagement and get ideas while I am writing an actual training program.
Okay.
So once I write the training program, then it will be like a classroom.
Okay, so your community action wellness program is going to be a training program.
It is a literal program.
How to do advocacy.
Absolutely.
It's giving people skills. It's going to give them, it's going to put tools in their hand. It's going to put confidence in their hand. It's going to give them
the
ability to have some impact in some way in the community. Love it.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole entire concept is about reducing stigma. You know, and
need to do that.
You know, we have to get rid of the public's perception of those with substance use disorder. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, those people never have a place to step up from. Okay, mm-hmm. If they're constantly judged and they're not given adequate help, mm-hmm. You know, they just feel so trapped. And it's very, very difficult to rise above that without support.
And we talked a little bit about this last night. You know, when you're driving down the road and you're seeing the people that are lined along the road, it's easy to just feel a certain way about it and changing the conversation, which is what you're doing, changing the conversation around it to have a more compassionate curiosity around it. In other words, at least 60% of the people that are out there are people that are suffering. They have had trauma in their lives on a scale
severe mental wellness issues
you cannot understand. Mm-hmm. And trauma and abuse and neglect and abandonment, these lead to mental health issues as well as organic based mental health issues that they're just born with. They cannot. They do not have the support. They do not have the ability to function, and they're in pain.
A lot of times, just like in the community, we are over inundated with all of that. And mm-hmm. the same thing happens to their families. I have worked with kids when I used to work at Live Oak that are now unhoused. Mm-hmm. And
I like that term, unhoused.
I go back and forth. I like reducing all stigma when I can.
It makes you pause for a second. When you hear homeless, you just don't think. But when you hear unhoused, your brain pauses for a second, and that pauses a little bit of a moment to do some examination. Oh, unhoused. Yeah. It's unhoused.
I like going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I don't like always being politically correct, but I like showing everybody I know how to be.
There you go.
But, you know, I've watched them grow up through our community. Mm-hmm. And I tried to be a positive resource, and I still go visit them, mm-hmm. and we have beautiful conversations and stuff, but everyone in their life has turned away. So a lot of people who have substance use disorder and would otherwise be able to recover with support just don't have it in them. Mm-hmm. Some people won't do it for themselves.
Right, there is that.
So in the meantime, we need to take a very humanistic approach when we're dealing with people with substance use. We can do that by, as a community, you know, highlighting people who are recovered. Mm-hmm. Dude, a couple of human interest pieces mm-hmm. on people who have been recovered not only take away the stigma in our community, but they also help give people who are struggling with addiction hope.
Yes.
And it's all about hope.
They're a model.
It's a gigantic elephant. We have to just keep taking bites of it. But together, dude.
It's not the elephant in the room. Not, it's the elephant we need to eat.
It's an old saying. But not that you want to eat an elephant, but it's a really big problem, and nobody knows how to help.
Right.
And here we have a plan that is a multi-agency, comprehensive approach.
And that is getting people trained to be able to do some advocacy. Getting people trained
to look at all of the different areas of advocacy. Not everybody who's trained can work in every single part of it.
Exactly.
There will be things specific to law enforcement, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to reaching out and setting that up. Mm-hmm. Specific things to mental wellness.
The CERT team's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
They're in the camp.
Absolutely. Homeless outreach.
We're running out of time.
Oh.
Oh, well, Amanda, thank you. I'm so sorry to cut you off, but thank
you
so much. And yes, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Amanda, and thank you, Wendy, Douglas, and we miss you, Lenny.
See y'all next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.